Are grains of pollen really time bombs? Coming up next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment's host, Ian Taylor.
The discovery of tiny grains of pollen in rock has shown just how inflated the millions and billions of years claimed by the evolutionists really are. This discovery by a scientist who believes in creation has turned those grains of pollen into tiny time bombs that continue to damage the theory of evolution. In 1964, Dr. Clifford Burdick devised a new and better way to collect pollen samples. These pollen samples allow scientists to identify what kinds of trees they came from. The Hecate shale, which is dated by evolutionists at 600 million years old, was among the layers he examined for pollen. According to the evolutionary dating, this layer would not have contained pollen from the conifer trees. Conifer trees supposedly hadn't yet evolved. When conifer pollen was found in the samples, however, evolutionists quickly claimed that they were modern pollen grains that had contaminated the sample. The discovery of these pollen grains offers scientific evidence that evolution's timescale and the story of history is wrong. The evidence does support the accuracy of the Bible that tells us that all living life began during the first week of Earth's history, some few thousand years ago.
For a free copy of Ian Taylor's book, 25 Short Answers to Big Questions About Creation, visit us at creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. That's 1-800-422-4253. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.